We often hear that climate change poses an existential threat to Pacific Island nations, but it could also wreak havoc with the Pacific Ocean's political geography. Pacific leaders are worried that rising sea levels could swamp many of the features used to determine maritime boundaries in the region. Now, officials are gathering for the first time to discuss how they should deal with the problem. Here's Pacific Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts.
Most Pacific islands are tiny specks of land, but that doesn't mean that they're small countries. Many of them also control vast swathes of ocean, which dwarf their modest land holdings. Josh Mitchell works for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in the nation of Cook Islands.
We have something like 600 square kilometres of land versus 2 million square kilometres of oceans.
Determining who owns what in this huge aquatic realm hasn't been easy. Maritime boundaries are normally pegged to often isolated shards of land, islands, atolls, reefs and rocks which barely poke above sea level. And scientists warn that climate change will bring rising seas, which could swamp these features in coming decades. Here's Josh Mitchell again.
You are generating these maritime jurisdiction areas from areas of land. And if you lose that land, does that mean you consequently lose the maritime jurisdiction? So that's the question that we're looking at.
Scientists and geologists have been mulling solutions for years, but this week Pacific bureaucrats and experts have met at Sydney University, marking the first time that government officials have gathered to begin the laborious process of sketching out what a political solution might look like. One option is to agree to simply fix the existing survey points on a map, even if they do disappear underwater eventually. But doing that means convincing Pacific states who might spot advantages in the shifting landscape not to press their claims. It's even more complicated when it comes to disputed borders. The Deputy Director General of the Pacific Community, Dr. Audrey Omoa, says she believes Pacific nations will prize collaboration instead of competition.
The spirit in which the Pacific has particularly worked to achieve the current goals of maritime boundaries success has been on the principle of cooperation, and I would tend to think that that would be the continued spirit in which they would work.
Either way, the stakes are high. Pacific fisheries are worth billions and are a crucial source of income for the region. Dr. Omoa says boundaries determine who can fish where, so any shifts could have significant economic consequences.
The economic benefits of making sure that we've got boundaries delineated are very, very important.
That's the Deputy Director General of the Pacific Community, Dr. Audrey Omoa, ending that report by Stephen Jedgetts.